Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. A star-studded red carpet opened for a celebration of fan favorites. The 38th People's Choice Awards had a record 230 million votes cast online. The biggest applause of the night came not from any award, but for Betty White, as her show Hot in Cleveland won Favorite Cable TV Comedy.
Happy 90th birthday to Betty White next week.
Morgan Freeman won in the first ever Favorite Movie Icon category.
I'm forever grateful for this honor. Thank you so much.
The stars thanked social media for the first time at the People's Choice Awards.
Love the Twitter fans. Keep it up.
The fans for our show, I know in particular, have hit me up on, you know, in life, but on Twitter. And it's just nice to be a part of something that they're also a part of on a grander scale.
The awards were all about the fans.
There is CBS Entertainment reporter Edward Lawrence running down some of the highlights of the People's Choice Awards this week, which a lot of people look at as the kickoff for the award show season, and that will continue this weekend with the Golden Globes, followed next month by the Grammys, and then the Oscars. So away we go. The People's Choice Awards, number 10 on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Welcome in. I'm Doug Steffen, overviewing the hot hits in talk radio for the week ending Friday the 13th. We'll be reviewing all of the big hits during this hour. We'll go through them one by one, thanks to the help of the folks at Talkers Magazine. Check them out at talkers.com. Let's move on to number 9, Sports Talk Radio. All the talk about Tim Tebow and the playoff conversation as well, but much of it, if not most of it, is about Tim Tebow. Host Doug Meehan talks about the public reaction to Tebow, where people either really, really like him or they really don't.
Tell me why you like this kid. Or why you loathe this kid? And why is it that there's no middle ground when it comes to Tim Tebow? But when you post things on Facebook in regards to blasphemy, and I can't believe you're doing this, I can't believe you're making Tim Tebow, who is such a religious, a man of faith, and compare Tom Brady to God and Saturday Night Live, and they're having a little bit of fun with it as well. You got to relax. You just got to relax. It's people having fun over it. And they don't mean any disrespect to his religion. They don't mean any disrespect to Tim Tebow. It's just people having a little bit of fun and getting amped up and getting jazzed up for a game, for a football game. I saw there's a, forgive me, I don't know his name off the top of my tongue, but there's a defensive player for New England who says he wants to be a minister after football. Reggie White was a minister, was he not? And he said that he likes the fact that Tim Tebow brings a spotlight to Christianity and his religion to the forefront. And I don't have a problem when Tim Tebow gets up in front of the microphone after a big game and thanks God for, you know, giving all his praise to God. And then, you know what, the second thing he praises? His teammates. His teammates. That in itself tells me a lot about the guy. Hello, Kim, good morning. Are you a hater or a believer?
Oh, I have two things to say, and I just remembered it as I was driving along. I don't know if you caught the news this morning, but he was just recently picked up to do an advertisement. I'm not sure for what.
It's jockey underwear.
Holy moly, he's going to have a lot of female supporters. That picture was fabulous.
Oh, the picture of him almost Tebowing in his skivvies?
In his skivvies, his back, and his shoulders.
Yes.
Fantastic. Anyway.
Oh, and by the way, they're Stay Cool underwear, and they're made for both men and women.
Well, listen, it was a fabulous picture. Anyway, I have a friend who's really good friends with Lonnie Paxton, who, as you know, is on Denver's team. He's mm-hmm. the snapper receiver.
Mm-hmm.
And when he talks about it with Lonnie says, this is how he lived his life. What you see is what you get. It's what the kid is always like. And he had nothing but, like, really great things to say about him on a first, you know, knowing him personal.
Now, so, why is it, though, that some people are irked by that? And some people are real haters because he does live his life the way...
Well, I mean, maybe those people have their own personal demons or, you know, listen, I was born and raised Catholic. I'm no longer Catholic. And I just think that people have changes in their life and have their own opinions related to religion.
Coming up, the protesters plus a shakeup at the White House, and the Mississippi governor grants hundreds of pardons. Up next on the Countdown.
As a proud father of five daughters, I knew someday the wedding bells would be ringing, wringing my wallet dry. So in order to save some money, I decided that all of their special days would be on the same day.
I can't believe this.
Can't believe what? I've been engaged for 10 years waiting for you.
Only because you took the first one to come along.
Take that back. Justin's a good
girls,
man.
Girls, this is no time to bicker. It's go time, ladies.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Cars, trucks, and crossovers are taking center stage this week as the North American International Auto Show kicks into high gear in Detroit. With a growing lineup from Buick, the brand is rolling out the all-new 2013 Encore, a five-passenger luxury small crossover. The Encore offers contemporary styling, purposeful technologies, and Buick's signature quiet tuning. Vice President of Marketing, Tony DeSalle.
Buick Encore is a great-looking, smart choice for those who want luxury crossover amenities in a more maneuverable and agile vehicle. It represents a luxury alternative for a new audience of Buick customers and delivers features and flexibility not typically found in vehicles of its size today.
The Encore joins Verano, Buick's third all-new sedan in 3 years, to round out the brand's lineup and continues Buick's momentum. With a fresh lineup of vehicles, Buick has a family of luxury sedans and crossovers to meet the tastes and demands of today's drivers. For more information, visit Buick.com. I'm Steve Van Ort reporting.
An annual study by Fidelity Investments finds that many Americans are continuing to put their financial houses back in order by resolving to save more and spend less in the new year. In fact, nearly half of those making a resolution to save more plan to double their savings goals in 2012. But making and keeping a financial resolution can be a challenge. Ken Hevert is a vice president at Fidelity Investments.
In this uncertain economy, Fidelity can help investors focus on the financial aspects of their lives that they can control, whether that be creating long-term savings plans leading up to or living in retirement, or addressing short-term goals like building an emergency fund or developing a budget to determine where spending can be reduced. No matter what your financial goal, there's no time like the new year to get started.
To get started, visit Fidelity.com or call 1-800-FIDELITY. Keep in mind that investing involves risk, including the risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSC, SIPC.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist fakie with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long. And scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
Talk Radio in Review, the weekend edition, or the end of the week. Number 8 is the protest movement continuing. Host Steve Corbett here with Alex, who is a member of Occupy Scranton. They talk about the latest on the group's protesting, including a possible lawsuit against their county.
What's going on, Alex?
Well, we have bad news, Corbett.
What's the bad news?
Well, 2:45 today, got a call from Sheriff Szymanski. He wanted to meet with me, and so I went up there to see what he wanted to say. I wasn't going to make any, you know, agreements on behalf of the group. He said to me that yesterday the agreement that the solicitor and the county commissioner's office and the ACLU lawyer, Mary Catherine Roper, made ran out as far as indemnification and liability for the county. The county was now liable for anything that happened at the camp because the commissioners didn't act fast enough, so it was his responsibility to have the camp taken down immediately. So I said, give me 15 minutes, and we had three folks down here, and we started taking our valuables, loading it into my car, and he sent it ended up being four or five sheriff deputies to take everything down. It's in a storage unit now. We're just taking the last couple loads. We're waiting for Monday. We're going to go to the commissioner's office, and with the lawsuit in hand that the ACLU has now drafted for us to take them to federal court, we don't want to file it, but if the county will allow us to come back or move to another side of the square, we'd like to, you know, negotiate that still, and if they don't, we're going to have to file a lawsuit and cost the taxpayers dollars. That's what they're doing.
Up to number 7 on the countdown now, shake up at the White House. The announcement of President Obama's chief of staff once again is leaving, another guy leaving. from Countdown affiliate WDEL in Wilmington. Host Alan Laudell talks to David Mark from Politico.com. He doesn't think Daley's upcoming departure is much of a surprise.
63-year-old William Daley of the Chicago political dynasty parts company with the Obama administration less than a year since becoming White House chief of staff. Daley never seemed to find his niche in today's intensely partisan Washington, but was Daley's departure necessarily expected at this time, David Mark of Politico?
No, not really, because Daley had said that he was going to stick it out through the election cycle. Now, in hindsight, it's not all that surprising because he had essentially been demoted or marginalized, depending how you view it, when he had some of his duties taken away. So, in that sense, I suppose we could have seen it coming, but still, it did kind of come out of left field.
So, a difficult transition for the White House, or are they going to manage it?
I think they'll be okay. The guy that they have coming in to replace Daley, Jack Lew, he is a political veteran. He's kind of been at the intersection of politics and policy. And so I think he'll actually be a pretty good leader coordinating the Daley White House activities with the reelection campaign in Chicago.
But isn't there a bit of an irony in that this new guy is known for cutting deals and being able to do that, but that's not what the White House necessarily wants to do with the Republican House going into the election?
It may be the kind of situation where they hold out for the best deal possible, and then they come to some compromise in the end. But I think he'll drive a pretty hard bargain. And in some ways, he's pretty savvy in the ways of Washington. I think the problem with Daley is he's just been away from town for a while, and he just wasn't in that political realm.
Number six on our review this week is the controversy over Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour. He granted 200 pardons on his last day in office. Host Brad Kranz and Britt Whitmire talk about the now former governor. And this move, would it put an end to any speculation whether he'd run for any political office later on?
Haley Barbour, the now ex-governor of Mississippi, a Mississippi judge has blocked the release of 21 inmates who've been given pardons or medical release by the ex-governor, one of his final acts. The judge's name is Tommy Green. Issued an injunction late last night at the request of the Democratic Attorney General, Jim Hood. Attorney General Hood believes that Barbour might have violated the state constitution by pardoning some inmates who failed to give sufficient public notice that they were seeking to have their records cleared. Statement Wednesday from Haley Barbour, that's one day after leaving office, that he believes people have misunderstood why he gave reprieves to more than 200 inmates.
Really? We have.
Most received full pardons, while others received suspended sentences because of medical conditions. Barbour said 189 of the inmates had already completed their incarceration.
Yes. Well, you don't want a rapist to really serve his entire term. That is true.
Barbour was limited to two terms and issued the pardons and early releases Tuesday, about the time that his successor, a Republican named Phil Bryant, was being inaugurated. Barbour wouldn't answer repeated questions about the pardons on Tuesday. Yesterday, he put out a statement saying the pardons were intended to allow them to gain employment or acquire professional licenses, as well as hunt and vote. My decision about clemency was based on the recommendation of the parole board in more than 90% of the cases. The pardons angered even some of Barbour's most ardent supporters in Mississippi, including some conservatives, who say the actions tarnish his legacy. Also created concerns within the state that his decisions may make Mississippi look backwards, as opposed to the forward progressive image that Mississippi
too late
carries
that.
With it.
Sure, I would pin that on him, but I don't know if he helped things out a lot.
Barbour is unlikely, however, to face political repercussions from the decisions. He says he doesn't expect to run for any elected office again.
Well, let me ask you that on that question. Let me stop.
Nor does he expect to be the vice presidential nominee.
Let me stop you on that. If he's running for president, which some people thought that he absolutely would, do you think he would make those pardons?
Of course not.
Yeah.
If he was in the middle of the South Carolina primary right now, of course he would.
Greg Stephan here, number five on the countdown this week. What's going on the stock market? Here's financialist Barry Armstrong with Bloomberg's Dom Chu. They talk about the jobless numbers, sales numbers, neither of which were particularly good.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop.
Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Greg Stephan here, number five in the countdown this week. What's going on the stock market? Here's financial analyst Barry Armstrong with Bloomberg's Dom Chu. They talk about the jobless numbers, sales numbers, neither of which were particularly good.
Before the economic data came out this morning at 8:30, the futures were looking pretty positive. We had them up, I think, almost 100 points. Boy, at 8:30, they switched in a hurry, didn't they?
They did switch in a hurry. Now let's take you back to rewind to what was the bullish kind of factors before the market here. Before that, you had two great bond auctions out in Europe happen, in Italy and in Spain, arguably two of the bigger problem children, if you will, in terms of economies in Europe. They got off a couple of their bond slash bill auctions, their treasury type auctions, off to pretty decent demand at lower interest rates. That sent those futures higher. We saw the euro higher on top of the on the heels of that. Then 8:30 came around, the focus very much on the U.S., on our shores here, because it's Thursday, and as we do every Thursday, we talk about it every Thursday, Barry, jobless claims came in higher than expectations. We thought 375,000 initial claims would be filed. We were back up just below. We were at 399,000 initial claims filed, just below that 400,000 mark that we've been talking about for months now, right? So that was a negative piece of news. And retail sales. Remember, it was supposed to be a good shopping season, right? We talked about all these great shopping deals. People were out spending money. Well, retail sales came in less than analyst economist estimates here. We were thinking we were going to get a 0.3% gain in terms of retail sales. They came in at a 0.1% gain. Even if you strip out cars and you strip out gasoline, it was pretty much flat. So there goes your rally. It's done, and all we see now is pretty much some red across the board here.
Number four, the Supreme Court Indecency Obscenity Hearings. Host Jay Weber on his radio program talks about the argument that the court is reviewing about whether the FCC should continue to regulate content on broadcast television, and radio apparently is being thought of as being different.
It's not like cable TV is a decadent free-for-all of sex and profanity, but it is littered what is really a lot of adult content, you have to admit. I don't think that that cable has outrageous, horrible programming on it, but it is littered with a lot of adult content. Well, this has the broadcast stations like Fox and NBC now saying, hey, we should be able to do that too. They say the pretext for regulating us, the broadcasters, is gone. Their argument is TV is not really cable. And every station on the cable box gets away without being regulated, so why should we have to be regulated, we broadcasters? Because this case has gone to the Supreme Court. an appeals court shot down the current FCC regulations on these broadcast stations, these broadcasters, saying that they were too vague. They were too unevenly enforced. And that may be. In fact, I agree that that's the case. I think that FCC has unevenly enforced regulations on broadcast television. And yet, does that mean that the Supreme Court should rule that no regulations should apply to these broadcasters? Or should the court come back and say, yes, the current regulations are perhaps too vague and arbitrary, but the FCC should just tighten them up, enforce them more consistently, but you broadcasters still need to abide by them? What would you like to see happen? How would you like the court to rule on this case? Yes, the FCC still should have the ability to enforce standards on broadcast stations, or no, leave the stations to their own devices, level the playing field for them so that they can compete with cable. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning. I'm good with no regulation. It's not the government's job to regulate what my kids watch. It's my job as a parent, and I think I do a good enough job of it. I don't need their help.
Wouldn't it be nice to know that there are a few stations out there, though, that you can put on that your children aren't going to see filth on?
But there are. There are cable stations. My children rarely watch, the big, what is it, 3 or 4. They watch right. Disney Channel. Or they watch, or I put in, a DVD for them, I know for sure what they're watching.
So indecency hearings number 4. So let's recap here from number 10 down to number 4. People's Choice Awards and television in general at number 10. NFL playoffs, Tim Tebow, number 9. The protesters are number 8. Shakeup at the White House, 7. Haley Barbour and his pardons in Mississippi, number 6. Stock market activity is 5. And the indecency hearings, number 4. So that leaves us with number 3, number 2, and number 1. They'll be up next.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Milo Sonny Haynes, 2nd Infantry Division, recipient of the Bronze Star.
I met this here one soldier, and him and I became friends because he was in the same gun section as I was. And the first thing we know, we no more get off the train, and we was ordered to go up the hill and not to come down until somebody come up and told us to come down. So there we are when it come time to leave, and we started through, and when we came up, all we had to do was make one more turn and cross the river, and we'd have been out of it. My Mexican buddy and I and my foxhole buddy jumped out, and if we jumped out, machine guns got my buddy. But we crossed the river, and that's when I found out that my buddy had died, my foxhole buddy had died.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Actually, it's a completely free tip because right now, everything is free at Rent-A-Center through February 4th.
Everything?
Everything.
What about 60-inch plasma TVs?
Free until February 4th.
Living room sets?
Free.
Computers?
Free.
A trip to Hawaii?
Nice try.
Offer requires rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 4th, 2012 and excludes special event rentals. Offer not valid in Alabama, North Carolina, and Ohio. See store for details.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The hour is half over. Friday the 13th and the weekend review at number 3 on the countdown, the Marine Taliban video. Host Hillary Howard and Sean Anderson talked to military analyst Colonel Jack Jacobs about the video. It shows a couple of Marines urinating on the bodies of dead Taliban soldiers.
We know videos like that have the power to derail diplomatic policy, ignite violence against United States citizens or service members. What do we know about the authenticity of this video?
Well, we're not sure that it's authentic, but the Defense Department, certainly by its statements in the Marine Corps, are making statements that sounds like they believe it's authentic. The Naval Criminal Investigation Services investigating the whole incident, and then will present its findings to the commander, the combatant commander, who will probably then decide to convene an Article 32 investigation, which is effectively the grand jury procedure in the military after people are charged.
Now, this video, if it really is that of U.S. Marines, continues a periodic storyline of servicemen desecrating symbols and humiliating people. How can this happen after Abu Ghraib?
Well, it's hard to believe, when you have a very large sample of people, some of them are going to be stupid. That's all there is. There's no explaining it in any other way. There are lots of safeguards as instruction all the time. People get briefed before they go overseas, after they come back. It's continual instruction inside the organization. One thing you can point to, other than just people being stupid, is the chain of command. A commander is responsible for everything that happens or fails to happen in a unit, and so even once these Marines are identified and maybe even charged and or tried, I don't think you've seen the end of it. There is a report to a non-commissioned officer who reports to an officer, and I don't think they're going to escape punishment either.
So commanders have a lot of responsibility in the field, given some of the other things that have occurred. Is there a problem with some commanders?
Well, I think you've got it on one. Most commanders and non-commissioned officers are superb. Some are not. And those who slack off on the job wind up having units that are irresponsible or people who act in an irresponsible way. It isn't easy being a supervisor in wartime. And it takes a great deal of effort to make sure that your unit fights together and also acts properly. Continual vigilance is what's required. And if you close your eyes and look the other way for 1 second, very bad things will happen. So commander's responsible, non-commissioned officer's responsible, and individuals are responsible as well.
Here's host John Thompson talking to ABC terrorism expert Brad Garrett about the impact the video may have in Afghanistan.
Kind of a troubling video that appears to be, from every intents and purpose, an inaccurate and real video showing some U.S. Marines urinating on the heads of dead Taliban soldiers. And there is a call for an investigation from the Afghanistan government. The Pentagon's looking into it. The one Pentagon spokesman saying it turned his stomach. What do you think, as a person who studied terrorism over the course of many years, this might do to our efforts in Afghanistan and in the general fight against terror?
Well, further inflame the folks who live in Afghanistan and the surrounding area and Muslims in general. I mean, whether you believe or not in their religious beliefs and their way of living life, they are very respectful of each other, and one of the issues they have with us is they feel that we are very disrespectful both of their land and of their people. And this is obviously an extreme example of us basically sort of desecrating these people or treating them like they're subhuman. And I think that also happens, unfortunately, in war, but that's no excuse, obviously, for the behavior of the Marines, but clearly a troubling photograph. Is it as bad as Abu Ghraib? I don't know. It could be right up there.
When you talk about they being very respectful, you're talking about not necessarily the radicals who, you can make an argument, they're not too respectful of anybody because they'll set off these random bombs and take out whoever happens to be nearby. You're talking about the people who aren't radicalized, who are trying to live their daily lives, correct?
Well, I'm actually talking about both. Now, you cannot justify, obviously, the behavior of the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, for example, in Afghanistan. But the sheer fact is you don't even want to inflame them further. You know, we apparently are making, quote-unquote, some inroads into maybe negotiating some sort of settlement with the Taliban. This kind of thing can set that back because they'll say, oh, this is another example of you just treating us in a subhuman fashion. Logic is a difficult thing here, I understand, Bob, because of their behavior. But it's no excuse for us to further inflame the situation.
Number two, the situation in Iran, and that will be next. Blowing up bodies and blowing up buildings. That's up on the countdown next.
We're all resolving to run our lives a little better. Why not start with making sure our vehicles run better, too? The seasons have taken a toll on your car and your car battery, but Sears Auto Center, featuring diehard batteries, is here to help. Come in today and ask about a free battery check so you don't have to worry about getting stuck with a dead battery. Plus, save on all Michelin tires and get a $70 Sears Award card instantly when you buy four, so you can add another resolution to your list, saving some money. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. Sears Auto Center. While card quantities last, in-store only. Ends 128. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once, there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right, gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation, as combat wounded Purple Heart recipients, are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Number two this week on the countdown, as I said, Iran. From CBS, Bob Schieffer talks to Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey, about the sanctions we've placed on Iran and if it has any effect on their pursuit of nuclear weaponry.
We have put these big sanctions into place, and now the price of oil has shot up to over $100 a barrel again. It's pretty clear that we in the West are going to pay a price ourselves for having to impose these sanctions. Do you have any indication that that's beginning to work, that that's causing the Iranians to back off this idea of producing a nuclear weapon? If, in fact, do you think that's what they're trying to do?
I think the international strategy here, and this really has been an international strategy, to apply sanctions, to apply diplomatic pressure on them, to try to convince Iran that if they want to do what's right, they need to join the international family of nations and act in a responsible way. I think the pressure of the sanctions, I think the pressure of diplomatic pressures from everywhere, Europe, the United States, elsewhere, is working to put pressure on them, to make them understand that they cannot continue to do what they're doing. Are they trying to develop a nuclear weapon? No, but we know that they're trying to develop a nuclear capability. And that's what concerns us. And our red line to Iran is do not develop a nuclear weapon. That's a red line for us.
Rick Santorum says we should already be making it known to them and the rest of the world that we're planning an attack to take out their nuclear facilities, and that we should let them know about that right now. What about a military reaction right now?
Well, you don't take any option off the table. I think that's extremely important. Don't take any option off the table. But the responsible thing to do right now is to keep putting diplomatic and economic pressure on them to force them to do the right thing and to make sure that they do not make the decision to proceed with the development of a nuclear weapon.
General, how hard would it be to take out their nuclear capability if, in fact, we decided to do that? This is not just going in there and dropping one bomb on one building.
Well, I'd rather not discuss the degree of difficulty and in any way encourage them to read anything into that. But I will say that my responsibility is to encourage the right degree of planning, to understand the risks associated with any kind of military option. In some cases, to position assets to provide those options in a timely fashion. And all those activities are going on.
Could we, if we had to, without using nuclear weapons ourselves, take out their nuclear capability?
Well, I certainly want them to believe that that's the case.
Well, is it?
I absolutely want them to believe that that's the case.
Secretary, would you like to add anything to that?
I think they need to know that if they take that step, that they're going to get stopped.
Radio host Jay Morris, Jim McKinney, Sean Patrick, all together talking about the assassination of Iran's nuclear scientists. It may be more than one, in fact.
So the lead story on CBS was the Iranian scientist going kaboom. It was, you know, that, I have to tell you, that was a complete accident.
Come on.
That's a complete accident. You know, just because he is the head scientist for the Iranian nuclear program, car accidents happen every day,
just
man.
Because a motorcyclist ran up on top of him
and
put a magnetic bomb on the car.
Everybody who believes that this was an accident, raise your hand. I thought so.
Well, yeah, it was an accident.
Complete accident.
The accident was that guy going into nuclear physics in college. That was the accident on his part.
Okay, wait a minute, Jim. You're jumping to a conclusion here that you really don't have a whole heck of a lot of evidence to. I mean, did you read the headline? The headline says it was an accident. I mean, Jim, come on. It's an accident. It was just one of those things that just kind of happens.
Yes. And then Iran blames Zionists for bomb attack.
I blame the faulty carburetor.
I don't think the carburetor was the issue. I think it was a generator that was placed a little higher up on the car via a magnet. Does that bother you a little?
You know who it really bothers? Can you imagine the wives of, like, every other guy that works at that nuclear plant?
Quit. Honey, I don't want you working there anymore.
Please quit.
And do not drive a car there. Get on a bus. Somebody can run by.
I'm going to change my vote. I think it was a complete and utter accident.
Yeah.
Jim, it was an absolute. It was an accident.
You know, if this does turn out to be a U.S. operation, I'm saying it could have been Israeli. I mean, Iran has a lot of enemies.
Could have been joint, too.
I'm saying Iran has a lot of enemies. So, I mean, there's a lot of people that really, you know, I mean, it's like a good Agatha Christie mystery. I mean, there could be a lot of people holding the smoking gun for
Wait
this,
a minute.
But presuming it's us.
Yeah, I believe it was the butler with the candlestick.
With the magnetic bomb.
In the library.
But presuming that it is the U.S. for a minute. I'd be curious to see if all the members of Congress who were so outraged when we got involved with Libya, we're starting a third war with Libya and so forth, if we'll hear similar outrage for this assassination, clearly a breach of international law on sovereign Iranian territory. So I'd be interested to hear
it was a
similar outrage.
Accident. I mean, a motorcyclist just placed a magnetic bomb on the guy, and poof.
Talk host Mike Trevisano, Seth Williams, Jennifer Rose talking about Iran's announcement that they are planning to execute a U.S. Marine for spying. Should we go in and get him is the question.
Iran is putting to death one of our U.S. Marines for spying. Okay? So they're going to execute one of our United States Marines. Now, I understand that he's got spying on another country, in that country. And I don't know how we would handle that here in this country. But shouldn't we go get him?
I would say so. I would say you go in, you drop a couple, not necessarily killing bombs, but stunning bombs, go down, grab them, take them and leave. It's Iran.
But we did have a spy here. She was a Russian spy with red hair. We sent her back to Russia.
Why? Maybe we didn't want to support her. Maybe she wasn't a very good spy.
Yeah, she was hot.
She was hot.
But shouldn't we go get that United States Marine?
Isn't that cause a war?
Is that an occupational hazard?
How's that going to cause a war? What's Iran going to do?
Well, if we start bombing another country to go get our guy, wouldn't that cause maybe a war? Wouldn't it be a little bit angry?
What is Iran going to do?
Seriously, I mean, do we have an obligation to go in and get this Marine, or do we just let them kill him?
I would say we have that obligation. You don't leave anybody behind. That's supposed to be the
even though he's monitor. There as a spy, and maybe before he goes there, you tell him, listen, you know what? If you get caught, there's nothing we can do. Is that how it's explained? I don't know the world of spying.
That's how it's explained in Mission Impossible. If any of you or your crew are caught or captured, the department will disavow any knowledge of your existence.
So we don't go get our spies. We just let another country kill them.
Evidently.
So if I went in there with a few little bombs, a few little soldiers, got them out of there real quick, I would be a bad president.
Number one, you know, that is the primary in New Hampshire and the GOP race. So let's get to that in a moment here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yep, number one, not a surprise here, the 2012 GOP race and this past weekend's activity in New Hampshire. Host Steve Scott with Reed Epstein, another Politico.comer, who focuses on the race moving from New Hampshire to South Carolina.
How is Mitt Romney's response to his rivals that have been all over his private equity past? Is he swinging back?
He is. He and his surrogates are really taking aim at his Republican rivals. Yesterday in Columbia, South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley said that she doesn't, that the party doesn't need Republicans behaving like Democrats in attacking Romney for his private sector career.
Newt Gingrich had pledged to be a positive candidate, but he seems to be among those swinging the hardest now at Romney.
Well, it also seems that Newt is having trouble figuring out exactly what he wants to do in attacking Romney. He's sort of vacillating from tough attacks on Romney for his Bain career to walking that back to yesterday. In the span of almost 6 hours, he walked back the attack and then walked back the walk back of the attack. And now today in South Carolina, we're seeing Gingrich trying to tie Romney's Bain career and the attacks on Bain to the Wall Street bailouts. Another new iteration of his attacks on the Massachusetts governor.
You know, we haven't heard a whole lot about it, but South Carolina being a pretty conservative state, now abortion has again become an election issue.
Well, this is also sort of a new issue for Romney. It wasn't something that he talked about very much in Iowa or New Hampshire, but starting last night in Columbia, he mentioned the protection of life in his stump speech, which was not something that he had said before. Then again this morning, outside of Greenville, he, in talking about the Declaration of Independence, he emphasized that it protected life, and saying the word, repeating the word, life, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And then afterwards, in a discussion with reporters, he mentioned that he expects to be attacked on it from the likes of Newt Gingrich, who is already up on the air in South Carolina with an ad about Romney's past positions on abortion.
In our last few seconds before we let you go, we saw the big Rick Santorum jump before Iowa. Any candidates surging now in South Carolina?
We haven't seen any polls since the New Hampshire primary vote on Tuesday night. We should expect to see some in the next day or so, and we'll have a better idea then of where things stand in South Carolina. But remember, Steve, no one has won South Carolina without winning either Iowa or New Hampshire.
Here's Mike McConnell, radio host, with political analyst Paul Green. They look at how the candidates are stacking up.
We had a New Hampshire primary. That worked out about the way I guess you assumed it would.
Yep.
Most people did. No surprises.
No surprises. I think the only real surprise would be that it looks like the opposition to Mitt Romney is really working for him, because attacking him for being a capitalist and a Republican nomination for president is not the best way to go. And because with all the stuff on social conservatism and all the other issues, the Tea Party issues and all the other thing, the Republican Party is still the party that of entrepreneurs. And that's simply part of it. It's like the mantra. And so Mitt Romney is running as an unforgiven a person who started who worked in the business community, in the business world. And going back to my old professor at the University of Chicago, Mr. Friedman, there's no guarantees in the private sector. Some businesses make it, some businesses don't make it, as opposed to the public sector where you try and guarantee success by creating a system, be it through unionization or civil service, job protection. In the private sector, that's the risk that people who are entrepreneurs make. And they're suggesting, some of them, Gingrich and Perry, are suggesting that Mitt Romney, vulture capitalism.
I mean, well, they're giving so much fodder to the Obama camp down the road, you know, as your fellow Republicans have said.
Yes.
I can hear it in the debate right now.
Well, it'll ease. You remember that bitter fight between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, which ended in June, 2 months before the convention. They all kissed and made up by August. It's strange, though. It is strange. The other strange thing is that the oldest guy, Ron Paul, is getting support from the youngest voters.
Mm-hmm.
He's becoming an icon, a rock star. And I think it suggests that there are a lot of young people out there that are frightened about their future. All this bad news, it may take 10 years to recover and all that kind of stuff. They got the most, you know, they got longevity on their side, and they're frightened.
Do you think they're frightened or fed up?
Both.
I mean, I think generally the Ron Paul vote is the fed up vote.
Absolutely.
How fed up are they? They're Ron Paul fed up.
Ron Paul fed up. That up is a good point.
The presidential race, GOP side, most talked about topic this week on issue-oriented talk radio. So let's recap. People's Choice Awards at 10, Tim Tebow at number 9, the protesters at 8, number 7, the resignation of the White House Chief of Staff, number 6, Haley Barbour, ex-governor of Mississippi, and his pardons, number 5, what happened on the stock market this week, Supreme Court activity, number 4, number 3, the Marine Taliban video, number 2, what's happening in Iran, and number 1 this week on the countdown, the GOP race.